Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a balanced Jungle DJ intro from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it in a way that feels proper for a real drum and bass set. So the goal here is not to cram in every idea you have. The goal is to make something that's clear, mixable, tense, and full of ragga energy. Think like a DJ first. Your intro has to leave space for another tune to blend over it, while still telling the listener, yeah, this track has attitude, that's the sweet spot. We want a strong breakbeat foundation, a bass tease, a vocal or ragga style callout, some controlled effects movement, and a structure that builds naturally toward the drop. Let's start with the project setup. Open a new Ableton Live 12 set and set your tempo to around 172 BPM. That sits right in the sweet zone for jungle and drum and bass. You can go a little lower or higher later, but 172 is a great starting point for this lesson. Now create 5 tracks, one for your drums or breakbeat, one for bass, one for vocals or ragga one-shots, one for atmosphere, and one for FX. Before you add anything musical, make sure your master level has headroom. As a beginner, you do not want everything hitting loud right away. Aim for the master to peak around -6 to -8 dB while you're building. That gives you room to move, and it keeps the intro from feeling harsh or overcooked. Now let's lay down the core of the jungle feel, the breakbeat. If you're using an audio break, drag it into your arrangement. Turn warp on, set the warp mode to beats, and tighten up the transient markers so it stays locked to the grid. If you're programming it in drum rack, keep it simple at first. Put your main kick and snare in place, then add ghost hits, little hat movements, and a few chopped up accents around the main groove. This is where a lot of beginners go wrong. They make the break too busy too early. Jungle does not need to sound full all the time. It needs to sound alive. So let the groove breathe. Put drum bus on the drum group. Use a little drive, maybe somewhere around 5-15%, and keep the boom low or off for now. You want grit, not a huge subby low-end cloud. Then follow it with EQ8 and clean up any muddy low mids if the break feels boxy. A gentle cut around 200-350 Hz can really help. Don't overdo the EQ though. The point is to shape the break, not sterilize it. Now turn that break into an intro groove instead of a full drop pattern. For the first 4 bars, keep it filtered or simplified. That gives the DJ space and sets the mood. From bars 5-8, start adding a little more movement, maybe a few extra ghost notes or a top layer percussion hit. In bars 9-12, increase the energy again with more hat activity or a secondary break layer. Then in bars 13-16, bring in a fill or a tension hit that makes the drop feel like it's coming. One easy way to do that is with auto filter. Put it on the break or on a group of drums and start with a low pass cutoff somewhere around 300-800 Hz. Then automate it to open gradually over 4-8 bars. That opening motion is important. It creates the feeling that the intro is waking up. Now let's bring in the bass, but not the full bass line. Just a tease. A classic beginner mistake is to drop in the entire bass groove right away. Don't do that. In a jungle intro, especially a DJ-friendly one, the bass should hint at the drop rather than arrive fully dressed. Use operator or waveable and build a simple sub. A sine wave or triangle wave is enough here. Keep it mono. Use short notes, not long sustained phrases. You might only need 1 or 2 notes every couple of bars. The idea is to make the bass feel like a hint of what's coming, not the main event. If you want a bit more weight, duplicate the bass track and add a little saturation to the duplicate. Keep that layer lower in volume and narrow in stereo, then blend it in quietly. That gives you harmonics that can help the bass translate on smaller speakers without making the intro too heavy. Remember this rule: if the bass makes the intro feel like the drop already started, pull it back. Less is more here. Now for the personality. This is where the ragga elements come in. A jungle intro lives or dies on identity, and ragga vocals are one of the fastest ways to give your track character. You don't need a lot of them. In fact, one strong vocal phrase can do more than 5 weak ones. Try using short vocal hits, chopped phrases, crowd-style shouts, or one-shots. Put them on an audio track and keep the processing controlled. High-pass the vocal with EQ8 somewhere around 120-200 Hz so it stays out of the low end. Add a short rhythmic echo if you want a delay tail, and maybe a small or medium reverb for space. Use utility if you need to manage gain or keep the vocal centered. A nice beginner arrangement could look like this: a vocal hit in bar 1, another callout in bar 5, a chopped response in bar 9, and a final cue in bar 15 before the drop. That call and response approach works really well in jungle. It makes the intro feel like it's having a conversation with the drums. Now add atmosphere, but keep it under control. You want depth, not clutter. A noisy wind texture, a filtered ambience, a reverse cymbal, or a simple downlifter can all work well. Put the atmosphere on its own track and automate a filter over time. Start with the top end rolled off, then slowly open it as the intro grows. Keep it tucked behind the break and vocals. If the FX becomes the focus, the intro loses its DJ function. That's a big thing to remember. Your intro is not just a sound design exercise. It's also a utility section for mixing. The best jungle intros feel exciting, but they still make sense in a set. Now let's arrange the whole thing into a simple 16-bar energy curve. Bars 1 to 4 should be the clearest and most stripped-back part. Just the filtered break, a little atmosphere, and maybe the tiniest hint of vocal character. Bars 5 to 8 can introduce the first ragga call-out and a bass tease. Keep it minimal, but now the listener knows what kind of tune this is. Bars 9 to 12 can add more drum variation, a second vocal idea, or a little more rhythmic tension. This is where the intro starts to feel like it's building pressure. Bars 13 to 16 should feel like the warning before impact. A fill, a riser, a reversed vocal tail, or a short drum switch up. The final bar especially should create a little pocket of space so the drop lands harder. And that space matters. In drum and bass, contrast is everything. A moment of restraint can make the next hit feel huge. Now let's talk balance. Mute the bass and check if the drums still feel strong. Mute the drums and see if the bass is overpowering the section. Listen quietly and make sure the vocal still cuts through. Use spectrum if you want to watch for excessive low-mid buildup. If the intro sounds muddy, reduce some 250 to 400 Hz from the break or atmosphere. If the vocal feels harsh, tame a little around 2 to 5 kHz. If the bass is fighting the kick, shorten the bass note or lower its level. Keep the bass mono with utility. Keep the low end centered and controlled. If the drums need a bit of glue, a gentle compressor on the drum group can help, but don't squash the life out of the break. Jungle should breathe. For the final pre-drop move, keep it simple and obvious. Maybe remove the bass for one bar. Maybe cut the drums for a beat and let the vocal echo ring out. Maybe throw in a short snare roll or a chopped break fill. You can even reverse a vocal tail into the drop for a little extra drama. If you want to make this feel more like a proper DJ tool, leave a tiny pocket of space right before the drop. That gives the next section somewhere to explode from. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the intro too full too early. Don't use a full bass line when a bass tease will do. Don't overload the low end. Don't drown the vocals in too much reverb and delay. And don't let the intro become so busy that a DJ can't mix over it. If you want to push this further, try a two-stage intro next time. Start with a clean break and vocal in the first 8 bars, then switch to a more chopped or more aggressive version of the same idea in bars 9 to 16. That gives the section evolution, without needing totally new material. You can also experiment with call and response between drums and vocals, or build a fake drop moment, where the drums feel like they're about to explode, then pull them back slightly before the real drop. For your practice exercise, keep it simple. Set the tempo to 172 BPM. Build a breakbeat groove. Automate an auto filter over 8 bars. Add a bass tease with just a few notes. Place one ragga vocal hit near the start and another near the middle. Add one atmosphere track. Then shape the last 4 bars into a small pre-drop lift. The main goal is not perfection. The main goal is clarity, balance, and momentum. So here's the big takeaway. A great jungle DJ intro doesn't say everything at once. It gives the listener the mood, the groove, the identity, and the tension, then leaves room for the drop to hit with real impact. Keep it functional. Keep it musical and keep it rolling. And when you get this right, the tune instantly feels more professional, more playable, and a lot more dangerous on a sound system.